We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning the first wide line, more to the bottom of Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis, like two-thirds of the way down, but the first wide line, the two dots. It said in the Mishnah, this Zaki Mamri, this elder who paskin, is Chayiv Chenek, if only Chazal Iroi, and he passed like that. But it says in the Mishnah, Chazal Iroi Vishon of Alimid Kederach Shoy Lamad, if he taught the way he taught till now, as Potter. And Hayra Lasso is for the Paskin to do a Maisa, to actually practice like his Psak, then you are Chayiv. So Gemara elaborates a little bit on that. Tana Rabbanan, Eina Chayiv Achi Yasekir Osoi, he's not Chayiv Chenek until he actually does the Avera himself, like his Psak, or he passes what other people do like the Psak. So Gemara elaborates, Bishloima Yer Lacherim, Biyasu Kara Osoi. We understand that there's a Chiddush of Chayiv Chenek for someone who paskins for other people, and they do like that Psak. So Meikara, until now, with his psak alone, lav barakatol, he was not chayiv misa. But now that he came back from Bezin HaGadol, he makes that psak, he's chayiv misa, v'ash to barakatolu. Elo shiyase karoso, if he's saying that he comes back and does like his hayra, and now he's chayiv misa's chenek, he's anyway chayiv misa for that avery that he's doing. Mikar nai barakatolu. Even without going to Bezdin and saying not like the Psak of Bezdin, that alone that Yechayiv for this Maisa is alone Chiyiv Misa. So Mar says, HaTeinuch, HaYechid O'iri V'chele V'dam. If it were only a Chiyiv Karos without a Chiyiv Misa's Bezdin, so there we understand there's a huge difference. Because if he paskins that a certain Chaylev is Mutter, and then he comes back home and eats that Chaylev, so until he went to Bezdin HaGadol, he'll only be Chayiv Karos. Now he's Chayiv Chenek. So same thing with dam. Also, heichad the erev chayav dam. We call la baktalu, v'hashd baktalu. Ella heichad the eri bechayiv misas bezdin. But let's say the shayla of misas bezdin. Let's say the shayla makir over v'imoy, which is chayiv chenek. And he said a certain thing is not called makir over v'imoy. It's not called the chabura. And bezdin goes to the chabura. Now he comes back and does it himself. So forget about not listening to the elders. Stamazai, the maisa he's doing is considered a chayiv misa by itself. Alts the maisa. Forget about that he's not listening to bezdin. Stam that maisa is chayiv. For Mrs. Bezdin. What do you have to have the dinner zaki mamri? That alone thing alone, the thing he's doing himself, is chayiv. Alechid oyer b'chayiv Mrs. Bezdin, mekar nami barakatolu. Even before you went to Bezdin HaGadol, that thing is a kapaskin by Bezdin that's chayiv misa. So he's chayiv misa for the makor avima, for example. And what's the difference now that he's zaki mamri? He's saying, zaki mamri does like his ayros, so he's chayiv. Anyway, chayiv for that maisa. So tomorrow there will be an afkimin. Afkimin will be b'kara b'ya asra. If you, until now, for example, the case of Makar Avima, you'll only chayiv Misa if you warn him that you're not allowed to hit your father and mother. If you do, you chayiv Chenek. But now, you don't have to warn him for that. Tosfos Rosh speaks out. You do have to warn him for Zaki Mamre. Now, all you need is warning is, remember, listen to Bezdin. If you don't get Chenek, you'll get Chenek even though he's not warned for the actual Makar Avima. Mikara by Asra, Hashloi by Asra. Now, he does not need Asra for that Avera. Right, the Gemara Kasha, well, Mesis doesn't need Hasra. Mesis means someone convinced someone to do Vezara. He never needs Hasra. So what would be an Afkmir then? Let's say the Zakimara Paskins, that certain thing is not called being Mesis, not called convincing, and then he goes ahead and convinces. Is anyway Chayiv Misa? Forget about Zakimamri. Mesis led by Yisrael Ma'eklamema. So Gemara Mikaro Yamataima. Before he went to Bezdin HaGadol, he would say a svara why he did not mean to be Mesis, he did not mean to convince, but we absolve him from the Misa. Even though we learned the Gemara, Loi Tanina, you don't help him with Tainus, but if he has Tain himself, he's accepted. But Hashto Yama Taima, now even if he says a reason why he says, I don't think that was a Mesis, and he proves it that way, Loi Kablim, you don't listen to him. Why? Because he went to Keneged the Bezdin HaGadol, like Rashi speaks out, Yama Taima, Liz Chusalat Sule, to save himself. He heard from Bezdin shouldn't do this, and he was Himra, he went against Bezdin, and therefore he'll be Chayiv Chenek, and that will be Nafkamina now that this is in Zakim Amre. Look at Mishnah Vaita. In the Mishnah it says, a Zakim Amre, it's possible to be more Chomer by Divrei Seifrim by the Rabbanon than Divrei Torah. Because the Omer, let's say he passes ain't Tefillin, there's no thing as Tefillin in the world. And then he goes to Bezdin HaGadol and says, is there a tefillin? You're potter. Why? Rashi says the reason is because the ain zuah hira, the zil kari b'rabu, everyone knows this thing is tefillin. It's not called a psak. But if he says there are five boxes instead of four boxes on the top, on the tefillin shorosh, there's four compartments for the four parashiyos. We learn that from a drasha of the Rabbana, learns out from toitofos, etat and pas, tat is two and pas is two in a different language. So it means four. We darshan it's four. And let's say that's a Rabban Drasha, the Din 4. Let's say someone adds a fifth one, and the Zalkin says there's a fifth box, and Bezdin HaGadol says no. It's called Zaki Mamre and Yechayiv. So you see, if we say there's no tefillin whatsoever, you report them. Now they're saying there's a fifth box, which is in the Rabbanon, that Yechayiv for. So the Gemara, Om Rav Elazar, Om Rav Eishia, Ein Yechayiv, Ela Adava She'ikra Medivar Torah. Zaki Mamre is only Chayiv on something that's the makar of the Ikra Halacha is Medivar Torah. For example, like tefillin. To explain what tefillin is midrabbanon. The rabbanon explain it. V'yesh v'lo ha'yisif. It's possible to be ma'yisif. V'im ha'yisif. If you add on, gereya makes it worse. V'ein lonu. The only example we have is ela tefillin aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Only tefillin, and according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that we learned before. B'shem that Rabbi Yehuda said that adi'ika teira v'yerucha, which he holds that there's a chiv zaki mamre, not dafka a chayve krisis. Even on, if there's Torah and there's a Psak Rabbanon, there's a din of Zaki Mamre. Which Tosfos learns that this man the Yomah holds that the only case of Zaki Mamre is only this case, where it's Ikra Divrei Torah and Perusha Divrei Seferim, and you keep Moisiv Moisiv Gereya. So Tosfos speaks out, the small Tosfos, second from the top, second Tosfos, Ve'en Lorol Tilim Libra Huda, Kol Hanach Droshes Shin El, those Droshes, from the Krah de Chiyapale, the Veri of Shrech of Damodin, Loi Chai, she doesn't care about that, which makes it very schwer. That a whole drasha of a Negal and Negal, of a Dam Ladam is not Negaya. So a lot of other Rishayim learn that Avada agrees to the Asoy that Chai Vekrisis is, has Dinzaki Mamre. In the next level, the only possible case is Tfilip. So Gemara is going to ask, try to think, are there anything else in the Torah that the Torah says the Iker Din, and it needs explanation, Medivre. So that's what I said. We said so far, the whole thing we know about is tefillin. So where is a kasha? Vayika lulav. L'charit is lulav. Lulav doesn't say the word mamish lulav in the Torah. When we learn out the four minim of the lulav, which is the hadas, the arava, the lulav, and the esrig, we learn out from darshan the pasuk, kapis tamarim, priyetz hadar, arvei nochal. So here you have a lulav, which is tied together three things, and you want to add another min. So that would be Mimoisif on the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon explained what a lulav is. So isn't that another example where you can have a Zaki Mamre similar to Tefillin? Right, the Gemara, Vika lulav dikrim, the very Torah, Prusha, the very Seif, and Yeshua Lahoisif, Vika Moisif, Moisif Gereya, if you add a min, it's worse. So Gemara says, let's try to analyze that. But lulav, my Svirlon. Is Svirlon the lulav in Sarach Agad? If your whole lulav does not have to be taught together, so who cares if I bring another min? It doesn't go together with it. It's like it's Mandalessa. What's making it part of Dalaminim? If I bring a lulav, Arava and Adasim, then I just hold with it a piece of celery. It's not going to do anything because Halukhudev, it can't be. That's not being over anything. You're not being Vatal your mitzvah. Teretz is you must be holding the agad and you put it into the nat. You add it to the nat besides the lulav, Aravas and Adasim. You add it in the celery. So Mar says if that's the case, it was a meisif. It never started off as a mitzvah. It starts off Garu of Aymed. It starts off when it's high in the first place. It has the celery in it and never had a Shem Mitzvah. For tomorrow, not a Kasha. Okay, so Lulav can be. What about Tzitzis? The Iker Tzitzis. They can live in Torah. Proves to recite for him. The whole din of strings is says in the Torah Tzitzis. So we're not sure. How do you know what it is? So, and the Rabbanan told us from Sukkim that it means you need four chutim, which turns into eight strings actually. You fold it over. And you learn out, it says gedil, and it says tzitzis. Tzitzis means strings, and gedil means something that's like krichos. It's like something wrapped around something. It looks like berated, like some kind of string, like a rope. And that's what we know. Tzitzis has to have the five knots, the four krichos, and then the strings. That's all medivrei seferim. So here, if you add on another string, make a ninth string, that will be a case of being moisif, and similar to tefillin. Why can that be the case where Zaki Mamre is something that's medivrei Torah, perusha medivrei seferim, and he added something on? Vreiti Gemara. Why don't you say tzitzis also? Vayikah tzitzis dikum, medivrei Torah, perusha medivrei seferim, yes, v'lohoisif, moisif, gereya. What do you hold by tzitzis? Is feeling the kesha elyon lav deraisa? If you hold that the knot is not the rice, now what's kesh elyon mean exactly? The plug is showing. Rashi here says means the kesh elyon means the first knot right after the beged, right after the hole. You make one knot and then you make four more knots. So one man the other. So shalav, that's the rice or not? So if you hold that's the rice, so then if you hold that's the rice, we'll see in a second. If it's not the rice, so let's just speak out in a second. What does kesh elyon mean? Rashi says here kesh elyon means the nearest knot to the beged. Rashi in Seches Menachis and Tosfos there also brings down this pshat, and this is how we paskin, that the knot after the krichos is the rice, the ganat. That means after you wrap around the string and make these like braids, these ropes, and then you tie the knot, so then that is called that kesha deraisa. But in any case, we're saying that if kesha alyan lav deraisa, so now if we put a ninth string there, what's the difference? That the tie is not deraisa. So each string is by itself. They're not tied together. They don't have a din anything together. Don't look at the last string, it's not here. Vizril and the kesha deraisa, and deraisa goes deraisa on top of peitas and alaf. Go, this is deraisa. Guru vaymedu. It's starting off a puzzle because starting off with this ninth string, so never, it wasn't a safa, it wasn't an addition, it never had eight strings. Start off with nine strings. So to Gemara, or like in this case, we actually say five strings because four instead of five and turns to 10. But it's guru vaymed. It's starting off already with a psal. So afraid to Gemara, okay, why is tefillin better? What was the case? If you have four batvayis achrini, you took a fifth compartment for next to it. It's separate. Who cares? If you made it in the first place as five compartments, guru vaymedu, then it's already guru vaymed. So why is tefillin any better? More answer. Rav Zera, base chitzan she'ena roya es avir possible. That if you have the outside compartment is covered with another compartment, that alone is a psul. So here Ataka, what he did was, he made the first four compartments, so it was kosher. Then it was maisiv on it. The question was, you're right, it doesn't become part of the tefillin, but it's enough that it blocks the avir, the ear of the outside compartment, and that is a psul. It's actually, there is a shayla lahalacha, if you're allowed to cover it with a box for that reason, because it's any roya is avir. We paskal maisa ikka halacha is that as long as it's not attached, it's fine. Here you attached it. That's definitely a problem, detached fifth box. So here you have a case where it was a safa, and the safa was gereya. By adding on the fifth compartment, it was gereya. And that's what, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yishaya, this is the only case of Zaki Mamri, according to Tosfos. And according to other Rishonim, it means the only Zaki Mamri that's not Chayav Krisis is this case where it was Ikrim Divrei Torah and Pirush Divrei Sofrim, where you were Moisev in it, and it was Gereya, it's the fifth box that you put outside the four boxes.